Produced by women about women, Powerful Women Let's Talk is a series of interviews with women who are trailblazers and have helped shape our world, transforming who we are and how we live.
834 Integrated Communications, Kim Bodie loves small businesses, and she's proved it with her success thus far. Supporting women is one of her passions, as is advocating for the animal. So welcome, Kim Bodie, to this edition of Powerful Women Let's Talk. Where's the animal there, Kim?
Oh my gosh, I wish. There's always three or four in the office with me, but I thought that might be frowned upon.
Yes.
They're pretty loud, so...
But they could probably be therapy for,
yeah,
you
know. They're good background noise for when we do our podcast.
Wonderful.
There's somebody always barking in the background.
We'll get into that.
I mean,
why
not?
You bet, because you've saved at least six lives in your life, so thank you. Here we go. According to your bio, once upon a time, there was a girl who grew up in a little town of Allendale, Michigan. You want to finish that sentence? Did she live happily ever after?
She went through a lots and ups and downs, but I would say she's got it pretty dang good. Yeah. So definitely grew up a cornfield across from Grand Valley, which ironically, then I went to Grand Valley. So here we are. And now we're back at Grand Valley and then worked at Grand Valley. So all roads kind of led back to Grand Valley. But yeah, and then, you know, I never dreamed of doing what I'm doing now. Did not think I'd be a small business owner.
Wow. What did you want to be originally?
A Marine. Yeah, I was going to be a Marine. I was going to go into either the Marine Corps or the Air Force. And then after that, I had dreams of being a cop or becoming a detective.
So you like to follow the rules, make sure others do.
Well, I don't know if it's a rule following, but the enforcing seemed like it would be fun.
That's right.
So...
Well, let's stay with present day because there, who knows? You're still young in my book.
Right.
Your bio also full of business owner accolades, community service, and more. So let's go back to how you became a business owner.
It's kind of, you know, people ask me this all the time, and it happened in my 20s, which I think when you're in your 20s, you don't know any better. So it's a lot, maybe it seemed less risky because you think you're always right when you're in your 20s. Like, you know, nobody, you don't question yourself. You're like, I obviously know everything. And I think I had been working with, you know, in the job I was at for about 6-7 years as a marketing director. I had some really great connections in the community. I was really involved with the American Marketing Association. I was the president at the time. I was on so many different committees and parts of, you know, boards and stuff like that. So I think that really kind of laid the foundation because I think that, and you know this, community connections are really are going to be what is going to foster your career over the years. And also, like, continuing to maintain those relationships is just, for me, is key to success. So when I was probably like 27, 28, I was like, I'm just going to start my own business. I have a better way of doing agency. So 834 was born out of that. And it was actually named after my home at the time, which is on the northeast side of Grand Rapids.
And here you are now being introduced as 834 Integrated Communications. What's happened since day one?
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, I say, you know, if you go on your website, you can read. I hate talking about myself. I don't know if that's a female thing. I don't know if that's a leader thing, but I do. It always makes me very awkward.
That's why I like to do the interview.
Yeah, I am a very awkward person to begin with. So it just gets weirder as we keep going. But so enjoy, everyone. But I would say, so I started the business and then a bunch of personal things happen, as they do. And I ended up, long story short, there was a divorce. There was a foreclosure on the house. There was a bankruptcy. There were all these things. And it's interesting because I had to pause the business. I went to go work internally for a few different organizations. And then probably about 11 months later, these very strong females that I surround myself with smacked me upside the head, said, "What are you doing? You're still maintaining the client, a lot of the clients that you had. Start it again. You need to start over." Like, but you once you experience failure, it's such like a debilitating thing, and you're scared to you lose faith in yourself. And that's what had happened. Long story short, obviously I listened to those very smart women in my life, and you know, I relaunched 834, and I kept the name because, you know, that home signified really a life cycle of a business, from like, you know, from the founding, the beginnings, to like all the messy stuff in the middle, to, you know, failure, to rebirth, to all of those things. And the house really did represent that for me. And I think that's really just, failure is a part of like our life. Failure is part of business. It's how you deal with that failure that ultimately is going to define you as, I think, a business owner and a leader.
Sure. You you also have had a journey with mental health.
Yes. Ugh. Yeah, I'm very open about that. That is something I've struggled with my entire life. Probably, I mean, I always say if you'd ask my brother and my sister, and I'm the middle child, which there's a whole psychology we can go into there, but we'll just leave that alone. But I would say, yeah, my siblings would probably describe me as very volatile growing up. I had a temper and massive mood swings. And I was 16, I think, when I went on medication, which I still am and will be a lifetime thing. And there is no shame in that. You use the tools that are at your, you know, at your disposal to, you know, get you to be to cope or be a better person. I've done therapy on and off my entire life. So yeah, I mean, mental health is very much a part of my journey. And I say to people, it's not a bad thing. For me, I have to just, sometimes I have to try even harder because I do have that stumbling block. Like there is that, you know, I deal with massive anxiety and depression. And like, you know, you always have these feelings. I call it imposter syndrome, and everybody calls it that. But you don't feel like you're good enough. You feel like you're fooling everybody. It's part of like when I said in the beginning, I hate talking about myself or the accomplishments that have happened to me or my business. It's very hard to be to take those compliments because you always feel like, I think as a business owner and me as a female, that you should be better. You could do better, or you don't deserve that because, you know, this might have happened along the way. So,
well, I am glad that I see on your resume being on the Forbes top 200 PR firms of 2021.
Yeah, so that was pretty crazy. But that's a solid example. When I found out about that, we had one of our media reps tell us, and I spent probably the next 30 minutes Googling Forbes top 200 PR firm scam. Because I was like, this couldn't have happened. You know, instead of saying like, wow, this is a great thing, and I'm really proud of my team, and I'm really proud of, you know, 834 for accomplishing this. It's like, no, this can't, you know, it's just very, it's interesting because you, it's something I will struggle with my entire, well, I'll continue to struggle with it. It's just my journey.
Yes. What do you tell those who look up to you, however, that, you know, perhaps they want to follow in your footsteps?
Surround yourself with very strong females. Surround yourself with other people that will tell you like it is, that will never blow smoke. Those are the women that have showed up when I'm sick. Those are the women that have pulled me out of my house, that have smacked me upside my head, that have said, you get it together, what are you doing? And we're brutally honest with each other. And I think you need that. You absolutely need that in your life. There's no excuses when it comes to them. And those relationships, though, that has really helped me have pride in what I do and in myself, because I think there's times they step in and they're like, it's okay for you to be proud of this. It's okay for you to like feel like you've accomplished something. That's a good thing. Like you can celebrate that, which is so funny because you don't, I think it is very, sometimes very much a gender thing. I don't think you see men struggle with accolades as much as I think you see women. You know, it's hard for us to like say, yeah, I did do a great job, or you know what, I deserve this recognition. We just very much feel like, well, I could always do better. I wasn't at 100%.
Do you talk this over with your dogs?
Oh, of course. Yeah, they're the best listeners.
Why an advocate for animals?
You know, it just happened. I am a sucker when it comes to that. I'm the person, like, if I see a GoFundMe on Facebook, I donate. It doesn't matter what it is. So, but I am. I feel like I have been blessed with a lot, and I should, you know, that it's just my responsibility as a human to give back. But dogs are, they're just the best. So, you know, you've got your three plus your cat. Like, I mean, I will always rescue. You know, I think about Jimmy, who our black lab, he was our chief happiness officer, and he passed away several years ago, and he'll always hold a very, very special place in my heart. They all will. And so I think they just kind of complete me. And I think also, like, one of the things, and this might be part of my mental health or my mental illness, I don't know, but I feel things very raw, and I feel like I have so much, like, to give that being surrounded by, like, you know, my six dogs, at a time it was seven, you know, like, I just feel like I have a lot of love to give, and it's a great emotional outlet for me. Like, I feel like I just feel they're like therapy. I mean, they're therapy animals. I mean, they're so smart.
And you broke down to get a little dog.
Yeah. Well, yeah. In all fairness, Sarge showed up in my front yard. And so, like, that was never my intent. I like big dogs. And then he showed up, and he's 6 pounds of just a spitfire, and he runs that house. Like, so, yep, that he did. He showed up in our front yard, and then he just never left. So,
well, saving lives and then representing others that can. Okay, we're going to just move on to some fun facts. Just react to this. Mm-hmm. Red wine with ice.
Yeah. Yep. Love it. Love it.
The cabin adventure.
Oh, yeah. The cabin. 20 acres up on, you know, having a space to go where you feel like you can disconnect, even if it's only an hour north of Grand Rapids. I mean, that's therapy to me. Very much so.
Primitive camping versus Camp Hilton.
Oh, well, yeah. Primitive camping. 100%. Yep. That's what I do. I like peeing in the woods. Who, you know, why not?
Now, you're wearing a hat. Do you have a brand?
A brand?
I mean, you know.
I think I'm wearing a hat because it's raining today. Okay. And also I really need to get my hair colored. But I would say my style is pretty, not loud, but like I love color. I love like expressing myself in different ways. And I think that probably does come across in my style. People would say like I wear, and not today, but I wear very like colorful shoes, or you'll always see, you know, Bodhi in a pair of heels that are like bright red or something. So I think that is part of my brand.
Nice. What's your next chapter?
Continuing to grow 834, we really are looking at like the national stage. I really want us to get more recognition there. We obviously have Forbes. We were just named 50 companies to watch. So that's pretty exciting. And I think, you know, our goal is to continue to do really big things. And I think every client that we take on, we know that in some way they're also giving back and they're also changing the world. So we're very intentional about who we work with and what they do. It's why we work with a lot of nonprofits. It's why we work with a lot of female business owners. I think that's just, we have to feel like we're making a bigger impact than just ourselves, just our company.
Recommended book or resource for us, would you have?
Oh, gosh. You know, we run on EOS, Entrepreneurial Operating System. It is the best thing I ever did for my business. It's called Traction. It's written by Gino Wickman. I would say I also love, I'm a huge history person. I just finished the book called No Ordinary Year or No Ordinary Time, and it was about America ramping up for World War II and very much like about FDR and Eleanor Roosevelt. And Eleanor is I have a massive amount of respect for her. I think she was an advocate before we even knew what to call them. So her story is absolutely amazing. I encourage you. And I think we always need to look at history, and because you have to learn from the mistakes we made in the past, and you have to learn from those who have gone before you. As somebody has always done something better than you and always will.
Yes. So if you had to bring one dog in here, which one would it have been?
Probably Sarge.
Sarge.
Which my poor other, well, or Joey. Joey's our black Doberman, and she is my shadow. So she follows me everywhere. And she's great. But Sarge is easy to sneak in. He's like 6 pounds. I can just stuff him in my coat. Although he's very loud, so.
Don't tell the Marines we've snuck in Sarge. There we go. Kim Bodhi, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
And thank you for listening to this edition of Powerful Women Let's Talk. I'm Shelley Irwin.
Produced by women, about women. These powerful podcasts focus on powerful women and how their strength transforms who we are and how we live. Want to hear more Powerful Women Let's Talk? Get additional interviews at WGVU.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Please rate and subscribe. It is produced by WGVU at the Meyer Public Broadcast Center at Grand Valley State University. The views and opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of WGVU, its underwriters, or Grand Valley State University.